Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Onyx Queen Media coming to you again. This is season 6, episode 5 of our podcast. Are you serving or selling? Are you serving or selling? Interesting title. We're going to jump right into it. For those of you who don't know who we are, Onyx Queen Media is a full-service event planning and brand-building family. We say family because we really work one-on-one with our clients. More so, we don't really see them as clients, even though that's the word that industry likes to use, but we consider them to be family because we really work with you on an everyday basis on building your brand and making sure that your brand is being seen, you know, as far as across the country, across the world, whatever it is. We try to do our best to make sure that your brand is seen in the best light across all those different markets. And you may hear a train in the background. I do live very near to a train. So you may hear a train going in the background. This is real life right now. So if you hear a honking of a train horn, I'm actually street level with a train, so it's probably Amtrak going by. So if you heard that or if you can hear that, you may hear it a couple times during the broadcast. This is real life. We're really doing this. I'm recording this live, so you're going to hear it all. But just to get back to Onyx Queen Media, I'm actually the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. My name is Renee Lowe. We are influencers who curate relationships between brands and personalities. We create brand awareness, and we grow your revenue by increasing your visibility, especially on different media platforms. We are a values-driven company. That's the approach that we use. This means we have complete and total transparency within our business. We're not going to go behind the scenes and try to finagle things. Everything is right out in the open and on the table. We collaborate with you. We consider you to be a partner of the business because it takes that partnership for your brand to be successful. We have to do our part, and you have to do your part. Okay? We challenge your thinking, your processes, and your approach to how you do business. Okay, we are here to assist you with any new ideas that you're trying to come up with. Maybe you just literally went onto the government website and got an EIN. You named your company, but you have no idea what it is that you are bringing to the world. We help you come up with those new ideas and even help you come up with products to boost your bottom line. You don't have to worry about being by yourself in this business thing. We know how it is to navigate through business. We did it once as well, 18 years ago. So just think of us as your trusted thought partners. We are here to invoke change and innovation for your brand. Okay, so hopefully that gives the overview of what Onyx Queen Media is about. All right, so let's jump in. Today's topic is, are you serving or are you selling? One of the things that we do here at Onyx Queen Media is we are all about serving our clients. We're not about selling to our clients. Do you realize that, and I know a lot of people don't realize it, but you have to realize that selling to your clients is a privilege. Opportunity to sell to someone is a privilege. It is not a guarantee. It is a privilege. I am honored to serve my clients, and then I can come in and say, hey, I have XYZ product that may help XYZ issue. Because the whole point of having a company is not just, oh, you have all these products. You have to solve something. So what about these products that you're selling or services actually solves something? How does it serve your clients? Okay. Whatever it is that they need help with, if you have the solution to it, you sell the solution. You don't sell the product or sell the physical thing. You sell the solution. If it's cold outside, you live in Alaska and it's freezing cold, the solution to battling cold is a heavy coat. So if you are in the fashion business, you're going to come up with all different types of fashionable coats for people to wear in that area of the country where they tend to get a ton of winter weather. So you sell the solution. What type of coat you're going to sell, that doesn't come till afterwards. We don't even care. It doesn't even matter. It's the fact that you have the solution to the issue for which they're trying to solve. Okay, so we have to really look at our clients, and instead of going in and sell, and that's what I see people doing so much, especially in the days of social media, where social media is king and, you know, all those different phrases that you hear all the time. Let me tell you something. Social media is amazing. Social media has done wonders for my business, but you have to share and you have to serve more than you sell, because selling is a very selfish thing in the end. You know, when everything is said and done, selling is a very selfish thing because it's very self-serving. It's not selling, it's not serving the client, it's really serving you because you are getting money in exchange for services, products, whatever. So it's only a positive thing coming in your direction for the most part when you just sell. You know, the person is getting the product, but then you can even sell a product to somebody and they don't even know how to use it or they don't know how to execute it. So what good was selling them something that they don't even understand or use? You say, oh, all you got to do is this. Here you go. Here's the product. Boom. But you don't explain to them. You don't serve them. You don't go in and sit down with them and say, hey, this is how you use it. Don't just hand them a user manual. I love the fact when I go to buy something in the store that the person who's selling me the particular thing, they're actually giving me customer service. You know, they're serving me by saying, hey, if you have any issues at all, this is what you're going to do when you hook this up and that up. Everything is in there. But if you have any issues at all, you can come back in and ask questions. You can call us on XYZ hotline. They have now given me service. They've served me more than just, here you go, here's your package, boop, out the door. So are you selling to your clients or are you serving? And I have to admit, it's very hard. In this day and age of social media, people are constantly forcing things down your throat without no serving at all. Nobody is there to serve. Nobody is there to really help. They're just there to sell, make their coin, and get out. And that could make or break your business. That can make or break whether your business stays in business. We all know that small businesses, 90% of small businesses fail within the first year because they don't go after the serving aspect. They go after just the selling aspect. Even when I was in college and I was working as a waitress and a bartender in college, and that was one of the things that our general manager used to say to us in the restaurant when we would have upsells. Upsells are things like appetizers, branded drinks, like instead of them just getting a regular, you know, let's say like a strawberry daiquiri, you want to try to sell them, you want to try to upsell them a Bacardi strawberry daiquiri. You know, you want to upsell them or else they would just use the house liquor, you know, the house brand of rum or tequila or whatever the case may be. But in order for you to sell people, you have to give them a certain level of service. So if you just come in and it's like, yeah, you want a strawberry daiquiri, you want to upgrade that to a Bacardi, you know, you come to them with that sort of attitude, you come to the table, nobody wants that. They want to feel like they're being catered to. They want to feel like they're being served. Now, that doesn't mean that you have clients that you should allow them to walk all over you. That doesn't mean that clients can call you at 4:00 in the morning and, you know, like these ungodly hours and all that sort of stuff, because you don't want to turn it into where you're being abused, okay? It's not about that. It's about making them feel comfortable to know that you have their best interest at heart. And their interest at the moment is their business, you know, their brand. So So you want to make sure that you let them know, hey, I'm handling your brand with kid gloves. Like, I am really taking care of and servicing your brand. So, yeah, I used to go up to the table and I used to say, hey, how's everyone doing tonight? Would you like to start off with a drink? We've got these great daiquiris. And the daiquiris themselves, you can put a little extra something on your daiquiri, and it could be Bacardi coconut flavor, or it could be whatever the case may be. And they'll be like, oh, that sounds good, you know, and they would ultimately, 99.9% of the time, they would do an upsell. There would be people like, no, we just want salad. Are you sure you don't want to split up with an appetizer? You can split it. We have some great appetizers you can split. Not a whole lot. It's really great. I'll bring the salads out for you. How about we start you off with that? You know what? Yeah, let's get some stuffed mushrooms. Before they know it, you have given them such great customer service. You have truly served them. You've had conversation with them. I've had a couple one time came into the restaurant whose child was screaming. Whatever it was, this kid was tired, and this couple was like, we don't care if you're tired. We are coming out to eat because you have done disrupted our lives. I'm joking, but you could tell, like, they just wanted this night out. They did not want to stay in, and this kid was dead dog tired and just had no interest in being there. And the child was climbing up out of the, you know, the booster chair. I mean, that kid was on fire. So I thought to myself, oh my goodness. And then they're looking like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to pack up all this food. They're trying to enjoy their time. I said, you know what? Let me see what I can do for these folks. And truly, to be very honest, the child was disrupting the whole place. So I said, okay. There was a little section off to the side that we used to call the Red Room. And the Red Room, was like where we did special parties. But since it was getting towards, you know, the end of the night, last hour, there was nobody in there. So I said, you know what, you guys, you think you want to move over to another spot? I can put you in a little spot. You can be off to the side. That way, you know, if they cry, they can actually lay down. You can actually put up your pack and play if you have one. And they said, you know what, we could do that. So they actually went out to the car, got the pack and play. They put the pack and play towards the back of that room, and they were kind of in the middle. They enjoyed their dinner. The kid knocked out like a light, went to sleep. It was amazing, you know. And even when toward the end, it was like an hour later, we're on our way to, you know, we've shut the doors now. And I said, take your time. Don't worry about it. I was one of the last waitresses on for the night. I was like, I'll still be here. And even when the kid was waking up, I picked the kid up out of the pack and play. I put him on my hip and was kind of wiping down tables with one hand with the kid on the hip on the other side. And they were just like, okay, this girl is amazing. Now, I don't think I could do that now. I'm 20 years older than I was when that happened. But they just wanted some time. So what is it going to do? What bad is it going to do for me? You know what I mean? At the end of everything, I don't even remember what they spent on their food. Maybe, I don't know, $60, whatever. These people gave me a $50 bill. And I thought maybe it was part of the, you know, paying the thing. No. They handed me like $115 or whatever it was. It was enough to pay the bill and enough to give me a $50 tip. It was well worth me serving them. I was stunned. I was like, my gosh. I was like, thank you so much. And they were like, they really were honest. We haven't had any good time out. You know, and you gave us that. So remember, are you serving your clients or are you selling to them? It's so important to make sure that we serve our clients instead of constantly pushing things down their throat and trying to sell them. Earn their respect, earn their business, earn the right to sell to them after you serve them. I thank you guys for listening. This is Onyx Queen Media. I'm signing out, and we will be back next week. Enjoy the weekend, and it's a long weekend. Enjoy the long weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.